Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Respected elders and brothers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has blessed us with another Mubarak and blessed day in the month of Ramadan. We make dua that Allah accept from each and every one of us all our efforts, and may Allah use it and keep it for us on the day of Qiyamah, and let it be a means of our entry into Jannah, inshaAllah. Ameen. Respected elders and brothers, today, inshaAllah, we go into Surah An-Nisa, and it consists of two parts. The first part of the surah deals with the woman and the orphans, the inheritance and marriage and family rights. And the second part of the surah deals with the extended family, the Muslim community and the hypocrites of Medina. Now the theme of the surah was revealed based on the backdrop of the incident of the Battle of Uhud. In this battle, 70 Sahaba radiallahu an lost their lives, as a result of which many women were left without a husband and many children were left without fathers, hence becoming orphans. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed laws pertaining to them, how to treat them and how to take care of them. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about how He has created each and every one of us from one person, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and from there, from the rib of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created our mother Hawa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now my respected elders and brothers, we must remember one thing, that all of us have an opportunity and are equal in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get to Allah. But unfortunately today, many a people who don't have knowledge of deen, who have this superficial knowledge, turn around and say that deen, na'udhu billah, has become gender biased. They keep asking questions as to why there are no female prophets. We need to understand every one of us are equal in the sight of Allah. Every one of us has an equal chance in getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed a system. Allah has given responsibility to each person differently. For example, only a woman can give birth to a child, a male cannot. So it's very, very important to understand this concept. Just the other day, I was reading an article of this new form of Islam. And it's called Pink Islam. Yes, you heard me right, Pink Islam. So the main idea and the crux of this is to remove men from the powers, so-called powers of authority, and to instill women in the places. So this lady who started this movement says, no, the icon, na'udhu billah, the leader who they have is Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. Look at what they are doing. Then she says that now, before it was said that men can marry up to four women, but now women are allowed to marry four men. And they come up with a whole lot of different things that they want to implement, where the tables must be reversed, women must be allowed to go in jihad and not men, etc., etc. I'm not going to waste time, but you can see the mindset. So my respected Alis and brothers, we have to be very careful. If we're going to follow down this path, or if we go down this path, I can guarantee you, you will meet no one but shaitan at the end of this road. May Allah protect us and guide us all, inshallah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if we abstain from the major sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove our minor sins and grant us entry into paradise, Jannah. This is what we want. In fact, in one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said and speaks about the seven destructive sins. The first one being shirk, the second one black magic, the third one killing a person without a just cause, the fourth one dealing in interest, the fifth stealing from an orphan, the sixth fleeing from the battlefield, and the seventh to wrongly accuse a chaste person. May Allah guide us all. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the rules of marital disagreement. Now you see, my respected elders and brothers, today we live in a world where we are very quick to press the talaq button. But if we have to follow the laws of the Quran, and if you see how Allah has made it, that if we follow the Quranic laws correctly, and in the event talaq does take place, it will be not a matter of, a messy matter. It will be something that will go smoothly, where every party tried their best to amend their ways. They used the Quran as a judge between them, and unfortunately never worked out. Then you will see there will be barakah and blessings. But in today's time, we just want to give the talaq. We don't want to sit and discuss. We don't want to make it up. We don't want to, join the family, etc. So Allah Ta'ala guide us all, inshallah. The ulama say, and they mention and they say, there are two types of people when it comes to marital disputes. There are those people who want to help, and there are those people who are just looking for a good story. Unfortunately, the latter is more than the former. May Allah guide us all. Then, my respected elders and brothers, at the end of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it's simple, the sum is simple, obey Allah and His Rasul, and Allah will include us in His elite group. Which is that elite group? Siddiqeen, Shuhada, Salihin, Anbiya, etc. So this is the month of Ramadan, and I mentioned before and I said that each and every one of us, when we come across a pious person, we ask for du'as, we request him to make du'a for us, and more importantly, it is our heart's desire that we become like that person. The month of Ramadan is there that everyone, the playing field is equal. Everyone has a potential to become a wali of Allah. It all depends how much we want to take from it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us and make us his true friends, inshallah. Jazakallah.